I think so. There's enough quality there. Obviously, two go down to Wexford to get the 3 points. Wexford haven't been going that well of late and conceded a lot of goals. Obviously, they'll be doing their best to overcome and get 3 points themselves down there. Games down there, majority of times, does be difficult, but they're not going that well this year. In regards to Harps obviously have a lot of injury worries, and I suppose it's been the problem all year, is getting his strongest team out on the pitch. And even last week, I suppose, with the 1-0 defeat to Cove, it was probably a difficult one, and we probably lacked a wee bit of spark in the last third. And somebody like Paddy McCourt, if you can get Paddy McCourt on the pitch for the last half an hour, can make all the difference.
With everything that's going on this last couple of weeks, and that injury list so big, that at times are Harps punching above their weight then?
I mean, the team that's out on the pitch is still strong enough to get 3 points. I mean, it was probably strong enough to get 3 points last week against Cove, you know what I mean? But you just need that wee bit of quality in the last third, and we're just missing that. I suppose throughout the season, we haven't been scoring as many goals as probably the top three or four teams around us, with the UCDs and the Drogheda's and the Galways. But we haven't, our record defensively has been very good. So it's trying to get that balance of keeping things tight, but obviously as well as that is scoring goals in the last third. But again, go back to what we said earlier, I think you're right. If we can get our strongest team on the pitch, obviously it makes for us winning games probably a bit more comfortable than we have been.
Was all in training this week has been... I suppose punching it out with the squad to say that, listen, we have to put that Cove defeat firmly behind us. And it's something that Ollie Horgan is good at, as getting the side to bounce back when the questions are asked.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Throughout the last three, four seasons, Ollie's been involved, and you know what I mean? They might have one negative, but then they bounce back the following week, and he'll be looking for a response from the players. I would say the players are probably disappointed they didn't get 3 points against Cove. He'd be looking for three big points and be truthful with it. With UCD where they are and the 8 points sitting ahead of us, we can't really afford that gap to lengthen anymore. So it's probably a must win for us, even though we're down men. And so it's a wee bit of pressure on lads. But that's what we know. Whoever steps in, if it's some of the under-19s that have done well and coming in, and Niall McGinley obviously has got the opportunity because of the players being injured. So you're hopeful that those players will step in and do the job and get 3 points.
You mentioned that it's a must-win game. They must take 3 points on the road to bounce back and eliminate what happened last week. If that isn't the case on Friday night, does can sides then find it tougher to get points back on the board again, Declan?
Yeah, it is. I mean, if, for example, if things don't go favourably for us down in Wexford and UCD, then one that gives them 11 points. It's a big overhaul to bring that back. And obviously, you're only 3 points sitting from second, which was Galway and Drogheda sitting 3 points above us. So, but if UCD can get the 3 points, 11 points is a fair gap to obviously catch up, you know, between now and the end of the season, you know, considering that there's three or four teams down the bottom that most teams are beating week in, week out. So it can be a big gap. Listen, I mean, you never know in football, like, but obviously we're looking for 3 points at the weekend, and I think there's a good enough quality in the team to go out and get 3 points against Wexford.